gopher issues or other erosion type of issues, if the commission wanted us to look at that, we could include it. The park sidewalks and concrete paths, that were there were several locations where the report indicated either the need for repairs or a recommendation to replace what the surface that was there now. Public Works is looking at that, and similarly to the play structures, we'll be prioritizing those spots that are safety issues. And as that work is done, we can provide updates to the commission so that you're aware of kind of the checklist of what has been done and what still needs to be done.
Yes. A question. We're talking about park sidewalks and concrete paths that are already exist and they're in need of repair or
yes
replacement. Okay, not new paths.
This one was related to okay. the existing ones.
Well, I guess my concern is I wanted to make sure it was existing, because in the public workshops we heard a lot from the community about accessible paths of travel in our parks and then between our parks. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a different conversation.
Yes, that'll be a different conversation that will likely occur at the next meeting related to that. We'll have more information on trails and bike paths and walking paths.
So my other part of my comment was, moving forward, when the city replaces a sidewalk in a public place, is it built to accessibility standards, ADA standards?
I believe so.
Okay.
We can get some more clarification just to, I would be almost
that would be,
sure.
That would be a recommendation. Yeah. My expectation is it is, but if it's not, as we look at playgrounds, that we keep that in our vision, because we have
absolutely
residents of all ages that need to have access.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Darrell.
You know, one thing I would appreciate sometime within the next couple months, a timeline of when some of these things on page 5 will be done. Because, you know, for those of us, again, who were at all these public hearings, you know, to hear families say that, you know, they can't even use, you know, the fields because of all the gopher holes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it would be nice to know within the 2 years, hopefully some of these things will be done sooner than later, and maybe when we could expect them would be appreciated.
Yeah, staff can do that. And lastly, the evergreen at tennis courts resurfacing, that was something that was definitely highlighted, and the city council did program some funds for that work to get underway in this current fiscal year.
Oh, okay. So in terms of this exercise, we don't really need to focus on that if it's already been planned. And
unless there are any additional comments from the commission, we've gotten some of your comments related to these, and we will provide a timeline or an update as these are completed.
All right. And then on page 6, was there any additional clarifications or discussion on that? Okay. All right, we have a few questions. Heidi.
Can you just explain to me the aeration system for Lake Los Caneros? Is that just for the health of the water? Or can you just elaborate?
I believe so. Unfortunately, I am not as well-versed in that particular project, but we can certainly get that information back to the commission on the status of that particular item.
I also have a question related to that. I think I brought it up in a previous meeting. Has there ever been an environmental condition assessment for Lake Los Caneros? Has someone looked at the biology, the topography, the watershed, to know that aeration is the solution versus taking out exotic vegetation and opening up the water course to breathe? So I think that's an important first step. Heidi, mm-hmm. Your experience is probably similar.
Yeah, we'll certainly take down that question and questions about that item and bring that back.
I had a question about what you say, connect to recycled water system. Is that something that exists now?
I believe there are certain locations where the city could tap into the recycled water line, and there is a desire to do that for these two parks in particular. As far as other parks where this currently exists, I'm not sure, and I could look into that.
The source is the treatment plant, or what is the source for this recycled water? Is it local to the those areas?
I can get more information on that. I'm not sure.
I happen to know the answer to that question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a Goleta Water District recycled water line, and they have a map of throughout the city of where you can tap into that line and where it's available.
So the infrastructure is already built out.
Mm-hmm. You just connect to it.
But it's not available everywhere.
I did notice a footnote in the budget, so I'm reading ahead, that there's a grant opportunity possibly for that project.
Yes, and we'll talk about that as well in that presentation. But Public Works there is going to be working on a grant application for some of these projects, and particularly related to water. And I believe that a lot of that is now available as part of the governor's directive related to water conservation. Any other questions on?
Okay,
so I think staff, we have your comments on these, and I have a pretty good grasp of how to prioritize these and clean it up and refine it and bring it back to the commission to take another look at that. And I think this was a more challenging one, I think, than some of our other discussions will be, because a lot of these are not tangible kind of projects. So I really appreciate the commission's questions and thoroughness in discussing these. And so staff will refine this and bring it back to the commission for any clarification that's needed. And we'll refine our process for how we go through this exercise again for the next couple of meetings. So if there are no other questions, we can move on to the next presentation.
Before we move on, I just want to go back to Richard's idea of the categories. Did you have any additional thoughts on that, or did the categories that you had proposed originally seem to make sense? I said we would go back to that one, so I didn't want to move forward without at least going back a little.
I guess my procedural question is, do we still want to rank, or is ranking something we'll do in the future?
It sounds like, you know, based on the discussion that I'm hearing, you've kind of grouped a lot of these together. They all have a pretty good high priority. A lot of these are already going to be underway. So we will take all of your comments, and what staff does is, you know, after each meeting we go and watch the meeting again to make sure that we noted everything. So we can do the ranking if the commission would like, but I think that we have a pretty good idea of how you feel about all of these.
I might suggest a motion, and we could talk about it more if we need to, but if we redirect staff to look at these, all of these items, maybe in the maintenance manual section, take a look at the other bullets that may have been dropped off for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Really important that we include the volunteer and adopt a park, adopt a trail concept, especially as we look at funding.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe ask public works staff mm-hmm. to group these items into things like a maintenance best practices or a conservation efficiency design model, you know, capital design model. And there's probably like two categories or three categories that might evolve from that. And then recommend to us what their priorities are based on their staff availability. Mm-hmm. And then we could vote. We can say we concur with that, do it, and move on to the next section.
We'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Is there support? I think you had started making a motion, but it kind of went on. So I don't know if we need a motion or if that's sufficient.
I think we saw a number of heads nodding,
okay.
So
okay.
We take that as,
right.
as concurrence.
We have our direction.
So
yeah, I just, I mean,
we'll proceed with that.
Since you're looking at, you know, just the overall input, I really do think that, you know, we kind of came to some consensus on we really need the assessment. We really need the inspections. We mm-hmm. we need to get a handle on, you know, the breadth of this before we can go and start tackling things. And I know the action-oriented of us are going to chafe at that, but it really is, I think, essential to getting this squared away and getting some sense of priority to a very limited staff.
Yeah. The inspection will provide a lot of great information.
Just to have you laugh at me. Actually, they I was so pleased to know that so many things are already in the budget and actually will be initiated. So there you go.
All right. And that's a great segue, because speaking of which, we are going to get an update on that. So if we could go into the next item. Thank you very much for all your input from the commission.
So we are on B2, budget adoption update. So we've touched on a couple of these things, but really the goal was, the timing of the rec needs assessment was a little bit challenging with, we wanted to take advantage and really capitalize on the opportunity as part of the city council's budget adoption process to not lose an opportunity to program or allocate some funds towards some projects that we know are probably going to be high priority and then can get further fleshed out later. So staff is here to give you an update on those efforts. Additionally, a couple of other projects that will tie into some of the recommendations that were part of the rec needs assessment. And I know that Mr. Adamaitis will stress as well that it's been really great for the City Council to see the recommendations that were in the rec needs assessment mm-hmm. as they were considering a multitude of requests for limited funds. I think we were very successful in getting their support for a lot of these projects. So there were a couple of parks and recreation related studies that were funded. As I mentioned, a parks master plan or a similar study, which will be in conjunction with Public Works. The council allocated $50,000 towards that in fiscal year 16-17. So much like with the rec needs assessment, that's a placeholder amount as we build a scope of work, which I think we've started to do even tonight, and then in working with Public Works on what additional needs might be part of that plan, that number could change, and we'll work with the commission on that project over the next year or two. The butterfly habitat plan implementation, this is a project out of our advanced planning department. They've been hard at work on a butterfly habitat management plan over the last several years. The implementation and adoption of that plan is anticipated in the next year or two, and they've allocated $20,000 in each of the next two fiscal years for that implementation. And as that plan becomes adopted, we will bring that to the commission so that you're aware of that and aware of the implementation and how the commission can play a role with that project, as well as with our butterfly docent program as well.
Can I just ask, I did hear what you said and I understood it, but does that also include any habitat restoration in there, with the ropes and the little children climbing over the ropes? And so sometimes I know each year they go in and make it all a little safer in there. Is some of that $20,000 allocated for that as well?
Or? I have not looked at the implementation plan for that project recently. I know that in the past when we've done maintenance kind of upgrades to, as you mentioned, the rope, that was done in conjunction with the Trails Council with volunteers. So we utilize volunteers as much as possible when we can. But I can look into what exactly is part of that implementation and provide an update. The City Council also looks at support to other outside agencies. One of the ongoing sources of that support is Gersh Park, and they again allocated the $100,000 in each of the next two fiscal years for Gersh Park. And I'll, as a side note, Gersh Park is slated to come to your next commission meeting to discuss some possible partnership opportunities as part of active recreation and your discussion on active recreation at your meeting in August. Ice in Paradise, which is the ice rink on Stork. If you have not been to that side of Goleta, they are definitely moving ahead. I think they have a tentative timeline for opening in the fall, I believe October. So the city council allocated an additional $75,000 to support that project. And we'll definitely provide the commission updates on their grand opening and any other information on that facility. And the senior program that is out of the Goleta Valley Community Center, that this is an ongoing program that the city council supports, and they allocated $25,000 in the next two fiscal years to support that program.
Is that to offset their Title III lunch and meal program, that $25,000 to feed low-income seniors there? Is that what that
I believe that's usually what that's for, and
that's
great. I can double check to make sure.
I think that's wonderful that the city does that.
And just so that the commission knows, this is not the full list of all of the organizations that council supports. These are just those that are related to parks and recreation. As part of the budget adoption, there's also a capital improvement program. And what this is an opportunity for Public Works primarily to program funds for bigger projects. So with these, a project sheet is created for each of these projects. Some of them have funds that have already been obtained or already allocated, and some outline their plan for either seeking grant funding or other sources of funds for these projects. So council gives an approval for the project and the plan for that project. And these have a five-year horizon. So you look at years 1 through 5. So some of these projects you've heard of before, like Hollister Kellogg Park, as that project continues, the San Jose Creek Bike Path, the Evergreen Tennis Court resurfacing. This is where this project falls. And I actually have copies, my budget packet of each of these sheets. So if there are specific questions about any of these, I can answer as best as possible on those. The Hollister Class 1 bikeway is a bikeway from Pacific Oaks to Elwood School. That would primarily serve the students that attend that elementary school. There has been some public outreach meetings that have occurred for that project, and the hope is to get that not constructed, but that project done fairly soon. And there is a plan for a Ward Drive Class 2 bikeway.
Is that Class 1 off of the main road, or is it just still going along Hollister?
It parallels Hollister.
But it is off it?
I believe it is on.
Class 1 means it's a separated bike path.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not just a bike lane.
Yeah, and I believe there's a barrier of some sort in between the two. And actually, with that project, if the commission would like, we can come back with a brief presentation on.
I would actually like a presentation on all of the capital improvements, if it's possible to get a more detailed presentation of where they are in the planning of these. If I don't, is the commission interested in that, or is that just me? Maybe it's just me.
That's what I had asked for earlier. If we could have, as a group, kind of a timeline when some of these projects will be finished. So I would be interested, and I think you.
Some of
understand.
These projects have more to share at this point than others, like the Hollister Class 1 bikeway. That project has moved along farther along than maybe some of these others, where there is enough to bring some kind of, if not a presentation from Public Works, I can meet with them and bring forward that information to the commission. But what we can do is, in the spirit of Commissioner West's previous request, as these projects get to key milestones, staff can bring that those kinds of updates to the commission.
Okay, thank you.
I believe there's a question from Commissioner.
Just a suggestion. I attended some of the budget meetings with council, and there are, I believe there are links into documents at the city's website that we could look on our own to see what the, actually the project page, it has a description and the dollar amounts and the timetable for completion. So that's another place to find out more if you'd like.
Great idea.
And since you brought it up, I was going to make the statement that we've got such limited time, unless there is a, I guess, an integrated need to what we're trying to do, I think we've got to be conscious of what we try to add.
That's true. We do have a lot on our plate. Okay.
So some of the other CIP projects are several other bike path lighting project, another class one bike path planned for Cathedral Oaks. The bicycle pedestrian master plan, I know that's something that we've gotten questions from the commission in the past. That project, as it gets further along, I'm sure there will be an opportunity for that project to come to the commission for a presentation on that project. So we have that on our list to bring to the commission. The reclaimed water service to Evergreen Park and to Bella Vista Park, as part of the CIP sheets, they identified that they will pursue a state water grant to pay for that linkage for some of these projects. And I wanted to pull out and let you know that staff was able to include as part of the CIP program a couple of projects that were identified in the REC needs assessment as high priority that the consultant really did a great job of fleshing out what a project could look like with some more detail and with some budget estimates. So we included those the commission, the city council supported programming some of those funds. So we're not wedded to having to do this, but we have some council support for that, and they did direct the staff to come back to the commission. And as part of this prioritization, if the following projects continue to be high priority, then we've already gotten some potential funding program for that. So the first is the replacement of the aging play structures. That's one that's going to happen. It's already being planned now. And the city council allocated $100,000 in each of the following 5 years. As I mentioned, the CIP program has a five-year horizon. So this particular one includes the safety surfaces at parks and the play structures, but could also include anything that might come out of the play inspection or other things that might come up. I think in the CIP program, it's called miscellaneous park improvements. So it's an area that could include a lot of other things as we get down in the next 5 years. But specifically does include replacement of those park facilities, park playground facilities. The Stowe Grove multi-purpose field, you'll remember that as part of the REC needs assessment report, and that was the development of the multi-purpose field on the north side of Stowe Grove Park. The consultant gave an example of how that could include a baseball softball field with a youth soccer field overlay. That's just an example of what it could be. But we did include an estimated cost for that of $430,000 with a potential source of funds of park DIF funds. We proposed looking at that in year four of the CIP program. And just a reminder, this was kind of our best guess, our best estimate. When we get to active recreation, if pursuing a project like this is something the commission definitely wants to rank as a high priority, then staff will you know, get that project underway and get some options and how this could work and further flesh that out. Same with the Evergreen multipurpose field. This one included the field as well as a surface parking lot, since there is not a dedicated parking lot at that park, and we wanted to be sensitive to any potential parking impacts to the neighborhood. So this project, we programmed $635,000. And this could also have the potential source of funds of park DIF funds. And staff can come back, especially in a subsequent commission meeting, with some more information on those park DIF funds. I know we've talked about them in the past. Those are development impact fees. We can give the commission some more information on that source of funds, what can be used with those funds, what can't be, how much is in that pot. It's a source of funds that a lot of projects pull from. For example, the Hollister Kellogg Park, the funds fluctuate depending on what kind of development we have, and so council looks at how to best allocate those funds and over the course of several years, but that is for these projects a potential source that is not the general fund that we can look at.
I just have a kind of unrelated question on that Evergreen Park. Does that usurp any of the disc golf course? I'm not really sure where this ends up being within Evergreen.
Yeah, I know that the consultant did a preliminary look at where it could fall, and it didn't impact the disc golf. And again, that was kind of their estimate. So as we flesh it out, you know, any project like this, I would envision would have a public outreach component where we could get that further feedback from the community to make sure that we're not impacting any amenities at these parks that they don't want to lose. The public swimming pool was something that we heard often in the at the workshops, and the consultant also included that as a priority item. So it consists of developing a new public swimming pool facility. We have the estimated cost here is based on what the consultant provided as far as their best guess of an estimate, as well as an estimate that was part of the Civic Center feasibility study when that element was being considered. So now we have kind of a ballpark of what that would cost as far as a capital cost. So this project sheet doesn't include things like a land acquisition or any kind of proposed location, but it's something that we want to keep on the table, so to speak, if an opportunity becomes available. And that could also utilize park DIF funds.
So let's say the commission decided they would really like to see a public swimming pool in the city, that we all think it would be a wonderful thing for families. So how would we move that up quicker to see something that like that come to fruition in 2, 3, 4 years?
To answer your question, when we have our meeting on, I think this the swimming pool actually has a tie both to active recreation and programming, both for youth and seniors. When we get to those discussions, if the commission really wants to give a high priority to the city pursuing a public swimming pool, that would be your opportunity as a commission to rate that or rank that very high. And then when we get to our recommendations to city council, that's where you would again reiterate to council that this is something that the commission wants to prioritize with the backing of the rec needs assessment report, which you know, consolidates community input as well. So that's how we would go through that process.
So when are those meetings happening during this fiscal year, or we're talking 2016?
So the discussion will be at your August and September meeting.
Great, great.
And then the opportunity to take that forward to City Council would be in the late fall or the winter.
Thank you.
Commissioner West, I would like to maybe respond to that suggestion. As we look at these projects and have a little bit of background here, and I don't want to underestimate that or underestimate that.